You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kosher sushi. What type of sign you should have? What's the sign? By the fish? That's what we have. Fins and scales, right. Very nice. Very nice. Good. And it's very interesting, you know, how do you say it in Persian?
Pulag.
Pulag, very nice. You know, Yaakov, you know, Shalom, blessed Am Israel, be it go, larob. Say, they should be like fish. So every year with this, like a fish. So Persian, they said, right, it has to be like a fish, but it has to have pulak. That means money. So, at least. So that's why this sign came about. Yeah. So now the Gemara, you didn't know about this? No? Yeah. So that's the code. That's the Persian. Don't make sure that you kosher fish, you have to have pulak. So Gemara brings, let's say, the scales of the fish might fall off, but it's still kosher. So now, how do we know, like, if, let's say you're not sure if the fish has the signs or not. Is it kosher or not? How do we know? So now Gemara brings the remedy, the solution that to find out if the fish is kosher or not. So now, if they put the fish in a current, that it goes against the current, so that means the fish is kosher. But if he's not able to swim against the current, so then it's not kosher. So now here, Gemara teaches a very important lesson, and that is, no matter what, how strong the current could be, Yehudi never gives up to swim against it. But as soon as you give up, you become
non-kosher.
So no matter what news you hear, no matter what maybe disturbs you, but you have to swim against the current. There's a very interesting story about a couple named Mishpachat Peretz. You heard about them? So this couple, for 30 years, they were providing food in a hospital. I mean, obviously, in a hospital, they give food. But people that they keep kosher and so on, day and night, they would go there and make sure that they have 100% kosher food for 30 years. But how were they able to do this? Because for 30 years, they didn't have a child. After 30 years, Hashem gave him a baby boy. You know what it is? To wait 30 years, and then you see all of a sudden, wow, Shabbat Shemolad. And that's what the sign of the kosher fish is. That never, never, no matter what, Hasu Shalom should never give up and lose hope. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezat Hashem Shalom Ani, Semachot, Gezerot Tovot, V'kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.